Lucy doctors were discovered that the poor patient joined Casalino and gave a share with CM GERD, large hiatal hernia, so they should give their birth is 10-13-1949, so they should give a Dr. Charles, the patient, the blood pressure, both of them, the cardiac and the pre-appreciated biopsy, and the pre-appreciated biopsy, and the pre-appreciated biopsy, and the pre-appreciated biopsy, and the discovered or carried past our friends, having seen young to pass the blood ones, the second level of the patient during him. Multiple nights, passive small system will see a season press, but enterprise will not purchase for intermal to moderate gastric bacteria and health care patients. As we have a part of the carriers, which will be large and hernia, but she by this patient has large polypoid mass noted at the proximal hyal hernia sac. It's been like pedunculated, but tubular villus like could not be removed successfully safely with it. This before with the plain endoscopy, multibacillary thing is like that. There was another polypoid mass noted at the 3 o'clock position at the right below junction of the G junction, the proximal hyal hernia sac. It looked very inflamed. Did not do the biopsy because of the risk of active bleeding or the spillage movement. The patient will be sent for appendoscopic ultrasound with possible EMR/CSD removal of this polypoid mass. It was searching for the junction number. Did not see any esophagus. There was some personal vision on top of the final gas in the esophagus and shortening the esophagus because of hyal hernia number two. Large hyal hernia number three, large polypoid mass, pedunculitis, tubular villus appearing, noted at the right below the G junction in the proximal hyal hernia sac. Biopsy was taken for diagnosis, and there was another one adjusted at 3 o'clock position, which was also inflamed appearing. Biopsy was not taken of that polypoid mass because the risk of active bleeding is appeared very vascular. Patient is going to be sent for upper end ultrasound and possible EMR/US and EUD with the CSD. Number three, moderate gastritis. Number four, mild to moderate duodenitis. Recommendation, away from the stomach biopsy and look of a priority therapy. Number two, away from the polypoid mass biopsy. Number three, patient can report for upper endoscopic ultrasound. So patient is going to be referred to Orlando Regional Medical Center to Dr. Varadarajalu, VARADRAJULU for EGD with upper endoscopic ultrasound and possibly EMR/CSD removal of the polypoid mass. Proton pump inhibitors. After that, patients because of hyal hernia, recommend should have a hyal hernia repair with the risk the patient may if don't get repair, the patient may risk this gastric volvulus. I would also recommend should have a barium swallow to alert the signs and fixation of the hyal hernia as a worker for the hyal hernia repair. And of dictation, please send a copy to. Dr. Paramsari and copy to Dr. Melanie Simpson. Day of procedure was June 27, 2022. If the on the high of the barren swallow, it also appeared to be that this if it comes out to be large hyal hernia on the barren swallow, examined and recommend patient have a hyal hernia or surgery to refer to Dr. Luis Herrera, which is a surgeon at Orlando Regional Medical Center, and his phone number is 407-648-5384. Patient operational complication following to his annotation day procedure was June 27, 2022. June 27, 2022. Thank you.